All right, folks, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, we just went through Palm Sunday and Easter. We want to get back into our series talking about living in the last days. And I think that's really appropriate because we live in different times and there are so many confusing things that are out there trying to tell you what you need to be doing as a believer and where your focus needs to be, whether it's politically or not politically, whether it's doing this or doing that. And you kind of have this sense in which, like, I got so many competing voices, and let's be honest, there's many competing voices. What do I do? How do I make it through these times where it just seems weird, different? What is God calling me to do where there's like black clouds on the horizon? How do I keep from getting depressed? How do I move forward? And I think looking at 2 Timothy is probably the most appropriate place to look at because we're looking at possibly, that we know of, the last letter of the Apostle Paul. He wrote this letter to his son in the faith, Timothy, which, by the way, Timothy at this point is probably 40 years old, okay? So just want you to understand, we're not talking a teenager here. And it's from a man who knows, Paul, who knows that he's going to die. This is his final letter. So Timothy, pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. You and I, let's pay attention because he's going to tell us how to live. From a man who's going to be facing the executioner's sword. In an era where it isn't Christian. And they're hunting Christians. And he's telling him what to focus on. And we've looked at that. We've looked at where he's told us to cherish the investment that people have made in our lives spiritually, right? And how to act on that investment. And he told us about moving forward in our Christian life. And so now when we get to verses 8 through 13, he's going to talk about the perspective we need to have. An eternal perspective. And I think this is so appropriate for you and I today. Because let's be honest. Our tendency when things get uncomfortable is to self-focus. Is preservation. Whatever the means are. Our tendency is to focus in, how do I keep things the way they are, when reality is you really don't have any control. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you guys know that I travel overseas and I teach people who live in repressive situations. And they really have no control over what's going to happen to them. And they live with that every day. We don't live with that here. But something's got to guide them. So you're talking about a man who's writing this, who's knowing that at some point, some guard is going to come in and take him and cut his head off. And so he's communicating here the perspective we need to have. And it's going to come out here. Paul's going to give you the perspective. So no matter what's happening, either through good times, and we still enjoy those, or bad times because clouds are on the horizon, he talks about the perspective you and I need to have. Okay? So let's look at it together. Again, it'll be up on the screen. Let's look at verse 8. We're going to look at 6 verses here. Verses 8 through 13.